Donald's View, the Beginning.
The first time I met Robert Kiyosaki was one of those big surprises that life likes to give us now and then. I knew of Robert's credentials, namely having sold millions of books and remaining on the New York Times bestseller list for 5 years. These are no simple accomplishments. I expected him to be a powerhouse, and an intimidating one at that. I was right about the powerhouse prediction. Robert has positive energy that spills out and touches everyone around him. He doesn't seem to be making an effort to do this. It's just a natural occurrence. I was impressed by that. What I found disarming about Robert was that he was very humble, very modest, even self-effacing. This was the guy who has sold over 26 million books? Amazing. I was wondering to myself if that was an act, a facade, a role he played for some reason. I can be skeptical sometimes. It didn't take me long to figure out that Robert was genuine. After we spoke a few times, I knew he was sincere and that he enjoyed teaching, probably as much as I do. It was like I told him at the Learning Annex in Chicago. I was the top business author, and he was the top personal finance author. Together, we had a great shot at reaching millions of people. But more than that, it would be fun. Robert got what I meant immediately, but I appreciated that he wanted to think about the book before committing to me. I knew he was a thoughtful person, that he would do a lot of soul-searching in order to make the right decision. When he met with me at my office in New York a few weeks later, he said right off the bat, "I have to admit I was a little intimidated at first. It was like an inner fight going on. I didn't know if we had enough in common. But the best person won, the one who refuses complacency." Robert was honest with himself and me, and it confirmed for me why his books have been such monster hits. When I read Rich Dad, Poor Dad years ago, before I ever met Robert, I remember thinking that Robert had a knack for making things easy to comprehend. He's a bit of a storyteller, and that's one of the keys to making things accessible to people. I will admit that people I know were surprised to hear I was going to collaborate with another entrepreneur to write a book. Entrepreneurs very much like being in control, and sharing the control is not high on our list of desirable situations. But when you meet someone who is on the same wavelength in so many ways, it becomes a pleasure. Joining forces makes us stronger, not weaker. What has evolved in this process took on a life of its own, and it became more than just another book with a proper outline. It has become a living example of what we worked on and lived through together from our initial meeting to the day we finished our first draft. It quickly became a joint effort to provide financial education to anyone seeking a better life at a time when we all need to be financially equipped for the future we face. This book is for anyone who wants to move forward and get out of their comfort zone. You may be a millionaire already, or maybe not yet, but the lessons here can apply to everyone, no matter what your current financial circumstances might be. I hope you'll see the process as one from which you can learn while being entertained. There's nothing boring about business, which you are soon to discover. Robert and I have another thing in common. Neither of us likes to be bored. We like to get things done. So pay attention, keep your focus, and enjoy yourself. Why We Want You to Be Rich, Two Men, One Message, has a lot to offer. Tune in and stay tuned.